I'm calling for his suspension or release following his arrest on domestic violence back in August. Well, we know he was never charged in that situation, even cleared last month, because his fiance, the victim, didn't cooperate with police. Well, now there's this. San Jose police served a search warrant at his home after they say they were notified by the hospital that a woman was seeking treatment, claiming that she was sexually assaulted by the baller early in the week, actually one day earlier, which would have been Monday. Now, no charges have been filed, not even an arrest, but the 49ers cut him because they're saying that basically he's showing a pattern of making bad decisions at this point. And they rode very hard for him in August when all that went down. Now, his coach, Jim Harbaugh, appears to be on his heels. We do know he's definitely leaving San Francisco, but he will now have to decide between the Raiders or the Wolverines for right now. We do know Michigan is now trying to make him the highest paid coach at 8.1 annually.
Wow.
Over 49, over 6 years. Wow. Speaking of a lot of money, the $126 million man, Jay Cutler, has been reduced to holding the clipboard. Yep, benched by his head coach, who's supposed to be the QB trainer, Mark Trestman, now with 18 picks and a total of 28 turnovers. I guess Jimmy Clausen couldn't do any worse, could he? Doubt it.
Maybe.
I don't know.
We'll see. Tonight, Jags hosting the Titans. Of course, Saturday, football going down. D.C. hosting the Eagles, and the Chargers will be hosting the 49ers. Former Eagle, current Jet, Michael Vick, is nearly debt-free. Paid the Falcons back that $6.5 million he owed them as part of his agreement. In fact, he has paid back nearly the $18 million owed to his creditors. Instead of filing bankruptcy, which he could have done, he nearly paid it all off.
Where he would only have paid like 20 to 40 cents on the dollar.
Well, there you go. Well, since he's been home,
I would have filed bankruptcy.
Why not? It makes sense. I mean, if you owe nearly $20 million, why not try to start over? Right.
But he wanted to be honorable.
He wanted to be honorable.
Honorable guy. And now it's almost behind him. In fact, he has made $49 million since he's been home over the last 6 years. So good for Vic. Too bad it's probably over after this year.
Yep.
In the NBA, the Atlanta Hawks hammered the Cavaliers, beat them by 30. Grizzlies over the Spurs. They needed 3 overtime sessions to get it done. And the Pacers over the Clippers. Get this. Boston in talks with the Dallas Mavericks. Two trying to work out a deal for Rajon Rondo, who's in the last year of his current deal. Of course, the Mavericks are offering draft picks, including a first rounder.
Well, let me tell you, if the Mavericks get him, that changes the West a little bit.
But if he's a year, I mean, is he that great?
He's good.
He's really awesome. I mean, he's a double-double machine. Yeah. Almost a triple-double machine.
Triple-double machine.
Yeah, that means he...
Well, if you know about sports, you will understand what I'm saying.
I would like to get him out to tell me.
He can score. Okay. He can do it all, basically.
Thank you. So is he a burglar?
Yeah, something like that.
Burglar?
Wow.
You probably wouldn't understand that.
Why is it good? What's so funny, Albert?